This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech say they've won permission for emergency use of their COVID-19 vaccine in Britain, the world's first coronavirus shot that's backed by rigorous science. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The green light allows Britain to become one of the first countries to begin vaccinating its population as it tries to curb Europe's deadliest outbreak. The Department of Health and Social Care says in a statement the vaccine will be made available across Britain from next week. Other countries aren't far behind, though. Regulators in the US and the EU are also vetting the Pfizer shot, along with a similar vaccine made by competitor Moderna. British regulators also are considering another shot made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The European Union criticized Britain's rapid approval of the Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine on Wednesday, saying its own procedure was more thorough after Britain became the first Western country to endorse a COVID-19 shot. The decision was made under an ultra-fast emergency approval process, which allowed the British drugs regulator to temporarily authorize the vaccine only 10 days after it began examining data from large-scale trials. U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar says Britain's initial approval of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine should give Americans confidence as the drug maker next week moves further towards seeking U.S. approval. Azar told Fox Business News, for the American people, this should be very reassuring, adding we're going to let the FDA run through its process. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says U.S. President Donald Trump will sign coronavirus relief legislation proposed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. But U.S. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer rejected the latest Republican coronavirus aid plan. This is